Okay, we're gonna try and hit this guy and that guy both into corners. We didn't. We hit one of them. And then mini balls fly out and don't do much of anything, but that's okay. Hello, friends. Welcome to Turtle Power Presents Power Playthroughs Podcast with Turtle Power. I'm your host, Turtle Power, and this is the podcast where we play games in a powerful way. We're going to play Rack and Slay. This is a game I saw pop up on one of the sites I used to track opportunities to check out games, and it's a pool-based dungeon-crawling roguelite. You play as a billiard ball. Here it tells us right here. You're a curious billiard ball exploring a dangerous dungeon full of monsters, traps, and loot. The red balls are your enemies. Aim at them and then shoot to fill the shot power bar and shoot again to take your shot. It sounds awesome. You have a limited number of shots per level. At the end of the level, remaining enemies deal damage to you. Most deal one damage, but some have special features. Find out more about anything you see by hovering over it or pressing Y on the controller. Before each level, you'll find a shop. Shopkeepers love billiard balls, so you get one of three items for free. Okay. Items have immediate or passive effects, multiple copies stack, you can also heal, buy shot power, additional shots. Try to be efficient in defeating enemies, leftover shops at the end of the level grant you one gold each. Grab coins and gems for even more. Take calculated risks as dunking or spiking yourself resets your position and deals one damage to you. Good luck. Alright, let's go. New run. Starting difficulty. I'm rather new to roguelites or abilities, or like to be super powerful and smash through challenges. I'm going to do intermediate. I like facing a proper challenge and have to plan my moves a little more carefully. It does tell us below each of these difficulty levels that this has set difficulty to 5 out of 20 for intermediate. And then the standard difficulty... Actually, that says standard. So we'll play standard. It's 9 out of 20. I enjoy roguelites for their difficulty and don't mind a tough challenge. Losing is fun, too. Start run. Okay, choose an item. Lucky coin. When you consume a collectible, gain one coin. Rich collector. Gain 5 gold and gain 1 gold for each item you own. Or mirror. 20% chance to activate each turn at the end of the turn. Apply the same force to the closest enemy as your last shot did to yourself. Let's do that one because I like the idea of something that's more about the gameplay than just the coins. Okay. So looking top down, there's... very quiet background noise. I was gonna say there's no noise. We've got 5, 6, 7 enemies. 5 right around us and 2 farther away. What's this one over here? Can I press Y to look at you? Toxie deals 1 damage to you when you touch it, but also evaporates immediately. Ah. Okay. Can I shoot someone into that Toxie one instead? So you aim by moving your left stick. There we go. Shoot. Okay, this is my power meter. Okay. Oh, what? Toxie doesn't blow up if somebody else bumps into him? Whoa! And then, what just happened? Something hit me. Shooty shoots a mini ball that vanishes towards you at the end of each turn. Wow, Shooty, rude. Okay. Let's see if we can get both Toxie and this other one into that pocket. We got one into the pocket. Oh, we killed one guy on a spike. Okay, Toxie's dead. Shooty, I'm going to get rid of because you are scaring me. How many shots do I have? 8 out of 10, it looks like. It gives you a pointer showing... you've got a line showing where you're going to hit, and then you get a directional indicator off of the enemy that you're going to hit. That's not what I wanted to hit. Okay. Nope. It's weird. It, like, you have full control over where you're going to aim. I did not hit him hard enough at all. So you have an arrow pointing off of an enemy showing roughly where they're going to go, but it only goes, like, directly off of them. Oh, no, I'm rolling towards the pocket. Don't go to the pocket. Okay, I didn't go to the pocket. Whereas yours is, like, all the way across the field. The indicator for the enemy is pretty short. Which stands to reason. Okay. I have 4 shots left and 2 guys left. Is there any way I aim up there? Am I going to get that guy in? Probably not. Oh, it was totally the right direction. I just didn't have enough power. What the heck? Something just made him go flying. I don't know what made him go flying. Okay. That was weird. Here, I'm gonna aim you at that same spike I got your buddy with. Oh no, I'm gonna pocket myself! Ah, into the pocket, okay. I did kill him, but I put myself in the pocket. I have nowhere I can hit this guy from. Is that gonna... Okay, that didn't hit that. Okay. And then randomly that guy got hit. That was my mirror. Okay, I know why that happened. And now that mirror set you up perfectly for me to hit you into that pocket. There we go. Hey, all clear. Broccoli, gain 1 max health and heal 1. Okay. Lucky coin. When you consume a collectible, gain 1 coin or herbalist. Levels contain 2 extra healing pickups. Oh, that sounds great. 2 extra healing pickups per level? Okay. Lots of spikes on this one. I do not want to go anywhere near the edges. There's also the normie. There's a beastie. Deals 2 damage to you at the end of the level. Okay, so we want to make sure we get rid of that guy. A die grants you 1 free item reroll in the shop. Okay. Stopper stops any ball that touches it. Power gain 3% shop power when you collect it. Enemies collecting it grow by 10%. And then there's some coins and healing items. Okay. Let's make sure we get rid of these beasties, because they do 2 damage at the end of the level, and I don't like that idea. So we'll roll that guy into a spike, and then we'll roll this guy into a spike. Okay. And then we should be able to roll this beastie into a spike, and that might actually have us hitting that health pickup. Perfect. Ooh, we just barely dodged a spike. Oh, we missed getting him into the spike. Oh, man. Okay. Yeah, let's just go straight across the map here because we can pick up a coin and a gem. Cool. So we have 17 gold. Okay. You need to go in a hole, and I don't need to hit you hard for that. Let's see. Beastie, we'll just tap you into that spike. Thank you. Not really set myself up very well here. Okay. That's all right. That's good positioning. So let's roll you into a spike over there with about a 3/4 shot. Whoa. Okay. I missed the spike. I rolled him into his buddy who hit the die and transformed into a Rocky, a big heavy enemy that's not easy to push around. Okay, we only have 2 shots left, so we're definitely going to take some damage this round. Let's try and get this guy into a spike. See if we can get down here to get rid of Rocky with our last remaining shot. Oh, I hit myself onto a spike too, though. So I took 1 damage, and then I took another damage for there being 1 left at the end. Okay, choose an item. Oh, we have 2 free rerolls. Okay. 3 healing... Oh, these are extra things I can buy down here. I see. Okay. I can heal. I can buy an additional shot. I can gain power. Or I can buy a random item. Yeah, let's buy a random item. What did that get me? It gave me x2 on herbalist. Okay. And then I can buy another herbalist, or I can buy golden eye drop. Now and at the start of each level, you are blind for 1 turn, but gain 5 gold. Or bribe, gain 2 gold during your first shot in each level. 1 enemy you touch is instantly defeated if you can pay 2 gold. I don't need that. Let's do the golden eye drop. Let's get some coins going. Oh, it still shows me my arc. It just doesn't show me where the enemy's going to bounce to. That's easy peasy. Okay, I did just hit a spike. As I said, that's easy peasy. Whoops. There's a key on this level. Oh, there's a pocket that's blocked. Oh no! I shot a guy into the key. And now he has the key, but I want the key. So I'm going to hit him into that corner pocket. And I pick up the key. Okay. I don't really know what the key does. I thought it was going to open up that pocket, but that pocket still seems to be sealed. Oh, I almost got 2 for 1 there. Let's see. hit you into you into the pocket. Didn't work, and I hit myself into the pocket. I did pick up a health on the way, though, so that's nice. Oh, and then someone got hit by my mirror. Yeah, that just caused him to pick up the heal and get bigger. That was stupid, Troy. Okay, let's hit you into the pocket. Tap the chest. Oh man, and that guy just randomly moved. I think that was my mirror hit him. Okay, let's push you into that pocket. You curved around the pocket. Oh, it's all right, you went into the next one. And let's hit you into a pocket. I hit myself into the pocket, and I only have one shot left. And there are two guys left. Can I get this healing item? I think I can. Rather than aiming at them, I aim for the healing item. I got it. So I'm at two or four health, and then I took two damage. So I'm at two health. Let's buy a heal. And then let's buy an additional shot. Yes. Okay, now we've got to choose an item. Mirror. Spike Swallower, when you touch a spike, destroy it, heal one, and gain 1% shot power, or Impaler. Before your first shot in each level, spawn one spike that surrounds you until it kills an enemy you touch. Bonus heal one. Let's take the bonus heal one. Oh, I get to choose two items this turn? I don't know why I get to choose two items this turn, but heck yeah, I'm going to choose Spike Swallower as well. Oh, wait, no. Do I get to choose two? Oh, and then it rerolls. Okay. The gang, after your first turn each level, shoot 8 mini balls around you one time. They vanish at the end of the turn. Magnet increases pickups by 50%, or Wrecking Ball, 20% chance for an obstacle to become brittle after you touch it. Now we're going to take the gang. It's going to shoot out a bunch of mini balls. This is going to be ridiculous. Okay, we're going to try and hit this guy and that guy both into corners. We didn't. We hit one of them. And then mini balls fly out and don't do much of anything, but that's okay. Let's get you into the corner. What is that guy doing? Why does he keep moving around? I gotta check this guy. Whoa, he shot out mini balls too. What's this guy with like a helm? Guardy shoots itself towards you once a turn if you touch another enemy first. Okay. Well, Guardy, guess what? I want to kill you. Oops, I missed. Go right up there. Okay, and big shot. I picked up the key he was holding. I did not push him all the way to the corner, but I did pick up a healing item, so I like that. And if I end my turn right here, he will put himself into a hole. I also put myself into a hole, so, you know. Oops. Okay, let's see. What can I do here? Oh, I caused that guy to pick up a heal. I didn't want to do that. Okay. How many? I have 6 shots left. Got one in. I have 5 shots left and there's 4 guys left. I don't like this. Okay, let's get you over into that corner pocket. Oh, no, I put myself in the hole and I missed the pocket with that guy. That was an abject failure. Okay. There's no way to do like top spin or anything, which I kind of wish there was. That would be cool, I think. Nope. Come on. Right about there. Oh no, this is going terribly. Okay, let's get this guy into the pocket. Okay. It's one down at least. Oh goodness. What can I do here? I can't get that guy. I can't get up to there. I'm just gonna do this and hope that I can get both of these guys in. Oh, I only have one turn left. I'm not gonna get both these guys in. There's no way. What does this one do? Pushy increases the speed of any balls touching it significantly. Okay. Well, I'm gonna get one guy in. I missed! Okay, but the one I thought wouldn't go in did go in. That's fine. Okay, 2 damage. I'm at 2 health again. We're going to immediately take a heal. And we'll take power, extra 5% shot power. And then what can we pick? The extra bullet. Permanently gain 1 additional shot, but 1 normie transforms into another enemy type this level. But it gives me 2 heal? Yeah. Yeah, we're taking that. Oh, and then we get another item. When you defeat an enemy, one coin spawns in the level. There's a 5% chance a gem worth 5 coins spawns instead. Our level contains 2 extra bombs. Now we're going to take whoops to get enemies might turn into coins. I like the sound of that. Okay, what do we got? You're the one who's going to shoot at me, so I'm going to go up here to get you to put yourself in. But there is a bossy. If there's still other enemies when this one... Come on. Get my Y observation button back to him. My Y button disappeared again. All right. Well, I think it's saying it's the 8-ball. You can't hit it in first. So we're going to go for this foggy guy instead. Oh, then my spike killed the... Okay. A lot just happened. My spike hit the bossy, which killed it, but then he respawned because he wasn't the last one alive. And then my mini balls went out and sent things flying all over the place, including sending me into a hole. Not great. But not great. Okay, big shot. Wow, that's not where I expected you to go. Okay. Come on, Troy. Figure out what you're doing here. There's portals in front of things that I need there not to be portals in front of, so I'm gonna try and hit you into spike. I missed, but I bumped that guy into a hole. That's great. Then a bunch of mini balls came out. Wonderful. The bossy just exploded and shot himself across the map. He's now got a gold and a gem attached to him. I can get this guy into a pocket. I'm gonna be stuck in this corner, though. That was dumb. Actually, my bounce was okay on that. Bossy just seems to blow himself up each turn. Not in a death kind of way, but in a rolls around kind of way. Which is interesting. He's moving pieces, moving things in ways I don't expect. Oh, come on, get in the hole! Yeah, got him! Okay. There's three normies, the Rocky and the Bossy. That's a bad position. I can push this rock kind of towards that hole, but I don't think I've got enough power because he's a rock, and I push myself into a hole. Great, wonderful, super cool. Try again. He still didn't go in the hole. And now... That'll get him in there. Alright. Got rid of the rock. I have 2 shots left. There's a bossy and 2 normies left. Okay. Get in there. Yeah. Oh, that is the worst positioning I left myself. Oh, but he randomly got bounced. Not to a spot where it does any good for me, but, you know, still neat. Can I maybe get myself to that health pickup? I don't think so, but I'm going to try my last one. I did. I got the health pickup. So I'm at 6 out of 7 health, but that was my last roll. So I'm going to take 2 damage, which puts me at 4 health. That's not too bad. Again, we'll buy a health. We'll buy a power. Okay. When you spike an enemy, gain 2 gold. Spyglass movement trajectory prediction is 50% longer and gave 5% shot power. Or spike swallower. Yeah, we're gonna take Spike Swallower, because that way I don't have to be afraid of spikes anymore. Ooh, what's this guy do? He's got a sword. His name's Swordy. Swordy, it's rotating sword, deals 1 damage on touch. That's all I saw about it. Okay. Let's get rid of this guy first. Okay. Ooh, then my little balls went shooting all over the place. Love it. Love to see it. Okay, we're gonna get you into a pocket. Thank you. Maybe didn't set myself up super well there, but... Okay, if I can avoid Swordy's sword... Yeah, I can! Oh, I just missed getting him into the pocket! Oh, and I put myself in a pocket! Oh, no. That was terrible. That was like the worst of both worlds. And then I hit his sword on the next turn, but I did get him into the pocket, so Swordy's gone. Okay, I have 8 shots. There's 1, 2, 3, 4 normies and a sniper guy left. The sniper guy is behind a chest right now, which is great. I like you being there. Can I hit this guy into that spike? Yes, I can. Okay, now... Can I do with you? About right there. Banked him in. I love it. Now sniper guy's gonna shoot me. Shot me into the chest. I'll take that. Okay. And actually left me in great position to kill this little guy. Hi, little guy. You're going to take away one of my healing items off the board, but... Oh, no! I didn't get him into the pocket! He curved right around it, and now he's off in the corner! I've got 5 shots left. This is going to put me in the pocket. That was stupid. It didn't! Wow, that was so close. Okay. 2 guys left. Can I get over there? Safely. Okay, didn't get that guy in the pocket or to the spike, but now I'm in relatively good position for both of these guys. Mir just pushed one of them way out of position. And in fact, that was the one that I was going to try and hit first. So, love that. Love that for me, Mir. What am I going to do? I'm going to bounce off of this circle. Right there. I just missed entirely. Just a big whiff of nothing. Okay, but then my Mir pushed that guy into a spike. So that's good. Can I maybe hit you right? Nope, not right there. Can I maybe hit you right there? Oh, just missed getting him on the spike. I have 1 shot left. I don't think I can kill this guy with 1 shot. Unless I bank him up into the top left corner pocket. There he goes. He's on his way. He's not rolling fast enough. That's okay. Survived with 3 health. Once again, immediately buy a health, buy a power. This is good. I can actually buy 2 powers this time. I can buy another health. Or I can take... Oh, at the end of every other turn, you shot 1 mini ball in the same direction as you shot. And that's worth 2 heals. So I'm going to buy another power. And then I'm going to buy a double shot, which gives me 2 heals. So I'm at 6 health now. Yes. Okay, what do I got? You are a bomb. You're acid. You're just a normal guy, huh? You're just a normal guy hanging out up here in the corner? Get you into the pocket and pick up a health. We're at full health now. All right. Forgot about the gangs all here perk or whatever that one's called. I like this game. This is very fun. I am enjoying myself. Whoop. Okay. Let's get you up around that fence. Probably not going to go in with that, are you? No, that wasn't good. That was a waste. Ooh, but you sent that guy bouncing around. Interesting. Ah, that should have gone in the pocket. Come on, Troy, you gotta take your time. Okay, that got 1 in. Did not get both that I was hoping for, but it got 1. So that's at least something. I would like somebody to blow up this bomb guy. I do not trust him. No, that's not gonna work. Oh, that's down. I can go get you. Yeah, if you have any interest in, like, pool-like mechanics, you know, shooting and bouncing around and stuff, and roguelikes, then this is definitely worth checking out. I'm gonna hit the bomb. Haha, he blew up away from me. That's what I like to see. Okay, we're gonna hit you at... Oh, I can't quite get you at the spike. Maybe I can get you in the corner. Nope. Just gave you a heal and some coins is all I did. Hit myself into the spike, but that's okay because that actually heals me with the perks I picked up. Okay, I'm at 6 health. I've got 1 shot left. There's 1 guy on the board who I can maybe kill. Can I get him down if I go right here? Yes, I can. Get out of here. Woohoo! We actually cleared the board. Is that... We haven't done an all clear in a bit. All right. After first turn each level, throw 4 bombs around you. 1 time, bombs explode on impact. Rusher, at the end of level, gain 1% shot power and 1 gold per remaining shot, or dice shield. When you take damage, gain 1 free. We're going to buy... Let's buy some power increases first. And then let's buy bomber. Our first turn is just getting more and more ridiculous. Okay, got 1 guy in. Now we're going to throw out our friends, most of whom got absorbed, weirdly. And then a bomb that threw me into a hole and didn't do anything else to anybody. Cool. Okay, put you in the pocket. Kills you with a spike. Oh. My double shot just screwed me, but that's okay. Can I get this guy in the pocket now? Yeah, that should work. Oh no, I sent him through a portal instead! But it sent him through a portal to a spike, so that's fine. Hey Siri, stop. Alarm's going off. There's a goopy guy in the corner. I don't know what he does, but I'm gonna let somebody else push him in instead of me pushing him. Oh no, I missed! Did he get bigger? Did you get bigger, goopy guy? Okay, got him in a hole. I don't know what he did to me. Okay, let's get this guy in. How many shots do I have left? I have 5 shots left. There's 4 guys left on the board. Okay. Get. No, that's not gonna do me any good. That's not gonna do me any good. Nothing's gonna do me any good. I don't feel like I have any good shots right now. Okay, that was nothing. Ooh, then he went flying. I think that was my mirror ability sent that guy off where I didn't expect him. Sure, that's not what I was intending, but we'll see what it does. I only have 2 shots left, Troy. Come on, you gotta focus. All right, let's get this poison guy off the board. The radioactive ball, whatever he does. He exploded is what he did when I touched him. Which is fine. That's fine. Okay, 1 shot left. Let's clear this guy off the board. That way we'll only take 1 damage at the end. Not too shabby. Cool. Okay, piggy bank. Gain 2 level now and at the start of each level. Extra bombs or once per level. If you did not touch enemies in a turn, gain 3 gold. Yeah, I like that. Thanks. Oh, I forgot to buy a heal. Ooh. Is that a fatal mistake? I hope not. Nope. Yeah, hit that guy in the pocket. And then there's my bonus shot, and then my bombs and my little guys. Just chaos everywhere. I love it. Okay. Now what can we do from over here? Not a whole lot. I'm gonna eat a spike is what I'm gonna do. I still have that ability, right? Yeah, okay. Whoa, that guy just disappeared when I hit him. Whoa, that bomb just blew off when I got close to him. What happened to that guy who disappeared? Did you really disappear or are you still sitting there? No, he disappeared. Weird. I should have read his ability. This controls just fine with the controller in terms of the actual gameplay, but the way that the checking things works is you just tap the Y button to cycle through item descriptions for like every single enemy and every item on the board, and it's not good. That is not a good system. Yeah, I just put myself in a hole. Man. Okay. Set this guy into the corner. Not enough into the corner. I've got 6 shots left though, and there's only 1 guy. That feels not too bad. Let's do just a little shot up here and gain some coins. Okay, that was a bigger shot than I meant it to be. Now, where am I gonna hit this guy? I missed him entirely. Missed the guy I was trying to hit. That's not gonna work. Okay. That's a better angle though. Oh, except for some random bullshit happened and moved him. Arrgh! Listen, Troy, don't be upset. That's the joy of a roguelite, is that sometimes some random bullshit happens. Oh, come on, that didn't put him in? Okay, I have 2 shots left. This guy is my arch nemesis. Okay, we're gonna do just a poke here. Just a little poke to get you over there. Nope, there's no way I'm getting him now. I just put him behind a wall. Oh, the mirror came in clutch and took him out. Excellent, all cleared. All right, let's go buy a heal. And an extra shot, and an extra power, and then, wild ball. When you touch an enemy, shoot 1 mini ball in a random direction. Yes, more chaos. Oh, and we get to pick another one. Now I'll set you blind for 1 turn, but gain 5, gain 1 gold for every 4. Yeah, 1 banker. What's gonna take more money? Oh, this is the boss level. Destroy them all, it said. Okay, let's hit this guy into a spike first. Okay, I didn't even have to hit him into a spike, because... What is happening? Stuff's flying all over. I love this. This game is stupidly chaotic. It's wonderful. Okay. Invisible guy, you're just gonna disappear when I hit you, right? He didn't disappear that time. Why didn't he disappear that time? Oh man, there's that guy down in the corner, shoots out his own mini balls. There's like a tank thing. Okay. Whoop! Whoop! But... Pop that guy into the hole. More random stuff shooting out. Stuff's getting teleported. It's great. Okay, let's get this guy. There we go. Picked up a heal. Picked up some money. Knocked the guy with the cannons into a hole. Oh, he's the boss guy, though. I can't take him out yet. Okay, he just respawns. Okay, let's get that guy out. And then there's only two left. Oh, man. The boss just got shot into a spike. But again, he can't die yet. He's the boss. We gotta get this guy first. That's not gonna do it. Right there. Yeah. Okay, now we can start gunning for the boss. We got 7 hits left. Okay, let's do... Yeah, we'll use that thing. Whoa! Oh! I shot out a mini ball that bounced off something and hit me and knocked me into a hole. Oh no. Okay. Boss is in an awkward position now for where I'm going to respawn. So we're just going to go straight across the board and only do like a tiny hit. Ah, oh, he's behind a teleporter. I'm still not going to be able to hit him. Unless the... Oh, the teleporter deactivated? Oh, no, it came back. Okay, what if I hit the other end of the teleporter? That's going to shoot me out that way. But if I bounce into the teleporter, it should shoot me out towards him. It did, but I didn't aim correctly, and then he shot me into a hole. Okay, 4 shots left. We're going to do just a little hit to get me over here. There we... Nope, still behind the teleporter. Oh, but he moved himself! Oh, hello, boss. You're exposed now. I just shot myself into the hole trying to kill you. I'm down to 4 health. Okay. I just shot myself into a hole again. Moved you to a teleporter. Oh, the teleporter killed him, apparently. I win! You beat 10 levels in 112 shots! Item unlocked. Fuel to the fire. Increased explosion radius by 10%. Explosions destroy obstacles. New difficulties are available up to level 12. Well, excellent! Main menu. I guess that's it. It's just a 10 level run? That's a little interesting. Or you can do smaller levels. But yeah, 10 levels is the full run. I beat it! Huzzah! I like this game. Rack and Slay is pretty darn fun. Would recommend. Yeah, thanks to the team that sent this over to me. Thank you to you for listening. Definitely check this one out. It's a very simple concept, but it's very, very fun. Until next time, friends. Tap A and hope for the best. If you enjoyed my show, it would mean a lot if you would rate and review it on iTunes, share it on social media, or check out my Patreon. You can find all of my stuff at troidalpower.carrd.co.
This has been a presentation of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
at Probably Work for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called probablywork.com.